Christian Mohr here, and I'm joined by gubernatorial candidate Jaletta Jarvis. And I want to ask right off the bat, a lot of people like Chris Sununu, and a lot of people aren't really apt to vote for a Libertarian candidate. So why should they choose you?
Well, Chris, I can't tell anybody why they should change their vote, but I would definitely advise looking at the issues that Chris has stated his position in and the issues that I have stated my position in, and people should choose the person who most aligns with their personal views. For example, if you love the fact that he voted in constitutional carry, but you don't like the fact that he is against legalization, the better choice would be me. Whereas if you don't like legalization, which I think 64% of New Hampshire is in favor of it, then that would be him, because I am for it. So I would definitely say look at all of the issues.
That's a good thing you actually brought up legalization. Currently, the state is surrounded by states that have recreational marijuana available. If you were elected as governor, how would you go about, you stated you were pro-legalization, how would you go about actually accomplishing that?
Well, there's already a commission in place here in New Hampshire that has been studying and working on the regulations that would need to be put into place, such as making sure that all products are labeled clearly, and there's no possibility of misconception of this is a candy versus this is a pharmaceutical. And so I would work, and I've already been working with those people that are in that commission. I've been working with Rick Naya and his organization to determine what are the best steps. What do we need to do? We need those regulations in place. We need to make sure that we are not advertising to anyone under the age of 21. We need to make sure where they are being distributed. They should not be distributed in a convenience store, for example. It should be in a place that is already equipped to handle selling to people who are over certain ages, like cigar shops or liquor stores. Those types of locations, because they're already set, they know they have to card people every time they come in to make sure, and they know what happens if you don't follow those age restrictions.
And you also mentioned Chris Sununu's passing of constitutional carry. Where do you stand on the Second Amendment?
I am very pro-Second Amendment. As a matter of fact, many people now know this, that my father was murdered in a gun-free zone. And unfortunately, criminals don't pay attention to laws like gun-free zones, and that leaves only criminals as the people who are carrying weapons that could hurt people in those areas. And we have seen that in places where there are possible robberies about to occur, but it's not a gun-free zone and somebody happens to have a weapon on them, they have been able to stop the situation from happening without any loss of life.
The opioid epidemic is a huge issue in New Hampshire and the rest of the nation as well. If elected as governor, how would you help to combat that?
We need to open up our solutions to more of our private markets. We need to make sure we're focusing on treatment. We need to make sure that the solution extends past the active stage of drug addiction, meaning once you've gone through the withdrawal, we don't just let you go back out into the street to go right back to the life you were living beforehand, because that unfortunately leads many people back to relapsing. What we need to do instead is offer support services to people after they leave those clinics, so that when they feel this need, when they feel that drive, just like with alcoholics, they have a support network to lean back on to say, look, I'm in a situation. I need someone to come pick me up and get me out of here before I do something stupid and end up relapsing. Come help me. Someone in that volunteer network can come in and grab them. There's actually groups that are starting. I was up last weekend talking to a group called the Sober Club Cafe, and it's a social network to show that there are other things you can do that don't have substances involved in them, either alcohol or drugs. And so they have parties, they have social gatherings, they have dances, and they're all family friendly. And they help support people who are previous addicts and people who they just don't want to see get involved in that lifestyle.
That sounds like a wonderful cause.
It is a great cause.
Another big issue that we experience really a lot, we see here in the Valley, is we have tons of jobs, but nobody to fill them.
We need more job training, and it needs to start in high schools. We have a lot of kids that are never even told about, for example, trade jobs. They're told, don't go to trade school. You want to go to college. Even if the only thing you ever get a degree in is underwater basket weaving, that's what you should go and do, but don't bother going to a trade school. Whereas we have a lot of trade jobs here in this state that are unfilled. We have construction work. We have electrical engineers. We have let's think honestly for a moment. Would you rather have someone with a bachelor's degree in history or an electrician certification come to your house when your power goes out? Mm-hmm. I'd rather have the person who has the electrical engineering or the electrical certification coming to my house when I have a problem there. And all of us need them. All of us need every single person that's in trades, but for some reason, we are not advocating for those jobs. And there are so many of them that are unfilled. I mean, I went and visited a trade school down in Brentwood, and they told me that most of their students come from other states as part of their welfare program. They help provide job training by sending them to these academies. And they have one student from New Hampshire because we don't offer that as part of our package. But the purpose of any welfare program should be getting them off of welfare, should be getting people back to self-sustaining lifestyles, not keeping them stuck on this program that no one really wants to be on to begin with. So I'm advocating for advancing our job training to get people back to work and make sure that they're back to that self-sustaining lifestyle.
And speaking of jobs, one big issue that really hit hard up here in the North Country, as well as the Valley and even in the Lakes region, was the biomass bill. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it. It essentially required utilities purchase a portion of their electricity from the state's wood-burning power plants. Governor Chris Sununu vetoed it, and then it went back to the legislature, which eventually overturned it. Mm-hmm. Would you have handled this any differently as governor?
Well, honestly, one of the things that I think needs to change is the regulation that we have that states that these smaller plants need to sell their energy to larger energy producers to deliver them. I think that we should change our regulations so that these smaller producers can actually deliver their own energy, thus taking out that middleman, which is increasing the cost for the energy consumer, because they're having to pay for these delivery fees and they're not getting to choose where their energy is coming from. But we have plants, even we have trash burning plants. We have all sorts of energy production happening in this state that people would purposefully choose if they had the opportunity and they happen to be in that region. So what if a person in the Valley happened to really want to support that biomass energy, but didn't want to have to go through one of the larger companies? I'm not sure which is the company in your area. I know that right now you basically have one choice each area.
We have essentially Eversource up here or New Hampshire Electric Co-op.
Yeah. So by not forcing a larger company to purchase and allowing a smaller company to deliver, you give them the opportunity to compete with one another. And a lot of people are tired of the larger company, so they'll purposefully choose the smaller company. And then we have the opportunity again for that competition between companies, because whenever there's competition, then we have to be innovative and find different ways to market that energy to people. What's going to make it better for somebody? What's going to make you choose my energy company over his energy company? And typically that's energy rates. The other thing that I would like to see happen in that situation, and I think this would help all people, is that in order to deliver your own energy, you have to sign a contract with the state saying that you will assist in maintaining lines, and that when there is an emergency, either a weather emergency causing downed power lines or traffic causing downed power lines or whatever reason, that your company will be available, if it happens in your delivery region, to go out and handle those lines. And I think that we saw last year, we had to bring up people from Massachusetts, from Maine, any line workers that we could get a hold of because of how many lines we had down. And we had so many people that were without power for a week or more. I know that a couple years ago, maybe it was 2008, we had some people that were down for over a month because they were just inaccessible. They weren't on main lines. So these sorts of activities would assist getting more professional line crew people out there to repair.
Speaking on more of a grander scheme, a lot of people are just learning about the Libertarian Party, mm-hmm. and a lot of people make the argument that, you know, well, it's a wasted vote because it's a third party. What would you say to those people?
I always tell people that there is no such thing as a wasted vote unless you're voting for someone you don't actually agree with. I've had people tell me that I am their preferred candidate. They love me, but boy, wouldn't it be great if I was a Democrat, or wouldn't it be great if I was a Republican? And I get it from both sides. And I always tell them, well, if I'm your preferred candidate, then that's the person you should be voting for. If Sununu is your preferred candidate, you should be voting for him, even if you're a Democrat. If you're a Republican, but Molly Kelly is your preferred candidate, you should be voting for her. This party voting doesn't serve anyone anything. And if you really want to get one complaint that I've heard is that I like the way the Republican Party used to be. I like the way the Democratic Party used to be, but they're not like that anymore. Well, if you really want them to get back to who they were, you have to send them a message. You have to tell them, we don't like the direction you've gone in. The only way to tell them that is to not give them your vote. That means, unfortunately, having to vote for someone else. So voting for the third party sometimes sends the most clear message to the other two parties that we don't like the direction you're going in.
All right. Well, thank you very much for giving us some of your time.
Thank you so much for having me.